Chapter 7. An Experiment. I used to think I could quit any time I wanted to, that I didn't have a problem with weed. I thought I could quit, that it was still my choice to smoke or not smoke, until I started feeling miserable whenever I used marijuana and made an honest effort to stop smoking. As mentioned previously, I was arrested for felony cultivation and had a prison sentence hanging over my head. From the date of my arrest, I managed to stay clean from marijuana for 53 days. I counted every single day, with fear being the great motivator. I suffered through the physical detoxifying of my body. I thought about smoking marijuana all day, every day, and was obsessed, but I didn't want to give the judge any reason to carry out the sentence. However, even though I attended 12-step meetings, I did nothing else. No sponsor meant I had no program to follow, learning no coping skills for sober living, and had no support to lean on. My only motivation was fear. As time passed, that fear faded, and I decided I could just smoke one joint, take one hit, and I could stop after that. After all, I'd stopped smoking for 53 days. Instead, I smoked nonstop for 3 days, and when a new court date inevitably approached, the fear returned, and I white-knuckled it again. This return to marijuana was repeated twice. At 73 days clean, I experienced emotional turmoil following the seeming disappearance of my daughter. She used substances much like I did, without care or discernment. I often felt intense anxiety and hopelessness about her drug use. Whenever I saw a young, dark-haired woman sitting on a curb near a police car flashing its party lights, I'd slow my vehicle as I drove by, hoping that woman wasn't my daughter. I lived in constant fear that one day the sheriff would knock on my door and ask me to come to the coroner's office to identify a body. When she didn't answer her phone or return messages after several days, my nerves hit their limit and I wouldn't sit with those feelings anymore. Drinking a 12-pack of beer one Sunday afternoon led to smoking marijuana. On June 6, 2003, I stopped drinking alcohol, recognizing if I drank alcohol, I'd eventually smoke again. I was clear-headed enough to make that connection about myself. My last run with marijuana was in October 2003 with 93 days clean. My second husband and I took a road trip to visit the two children who'd left our dysfunctional home to live with their mother in another state. We were going to celebrate Halloween. We took my youngest son and my daughter with us, a little family reunion. I started smoking on the sly the minute we hit the first rest stop and didn't stop until we returned home. We spent about 3 days before Halloween visiting with family, getting high whenever we could. On the afternoon of Halloween, I had my moment of clarity, a lightning bolt of insight. Actively reasoning out which relative to drop off my youngest son with so I could get high, I heard a strong, clear voice between my ears boom, "What the fuck do you think you're doing?" I swerved the vehicle a little. The volume of that voice startled me that much. I was immediately aware of and embarrassed by my behavior. I'd love to tell you that I stopped right then and there, but I still had some weed left to smoke. I quit 3 days later, for good, and decided to look for a guide or mentor, a sponsor, in those meetings I attended. If you aren't sure you're an addict, I propose an experiment as a bird's eye view of your behavior when you aren't using marijuana. Disclaimer: I didn't do this, but I know longtime members who've suggested this technique to newer members, members who repeatedly stated that maybe they were wrong, maybe they weren't an addict or an alcoholic. One technique is controlled using, only smoking after work, just on Saturdays, or only twice a day. If you find that you have trouble sticking to your controlled using, you may have a problem. The technique I propose is to select a date to temporarily stop using marijuana for 15 days. Utilizing a simple wall calendar, record physical feelings, emotions like depression, sadness, anger, rage, irritability, and impatience, and experiences like saying sorry often or swearing more than usual. It might be a good idea to also record recurring thoughts. For instance, I constantly daydreamed about what the day after I received my 1-year chip would look like because I was only going to be clean for that year. When those 15 days are up, review the results, the things you wrote on the calendar. After reviewing the feelings, emotions, and experiences recorded on the calendar, ask yourself again, Am I a marijuana addict? Decide if you think you have a problem with using marijuana. During that process of gathering sober days, then using again, then gathering more days before using again, I had this valuable insight. Each time I quit lasted longer than the time before. A friend in this program knew she had a problem with pot. She attended meetings and she wasn't ready to quit. She'd smoke all week and show up for several consecutive weekly meetings. She eventually opted to share at a particular meeting, so one day chose not to smoke because anyone sharing at that meeting was asked to go 24 hours without substance use. Her first share was about coming to the meeting each week, then smoking in the car before she headed home. Every week after her first share, she stayed clean on Friday and smoked less and less during the week. Eventually, she chose to stop smoking altogether. That's what it took for her, and no one else made that choice for her. This is a difficult transition, honestly making this admission to yourself. A sentence in the book Alcoholics Anonymous reads, "No person likes to think he is bodily and mentally different from his fellows." I certainly didn't. I spent most of my life well into sobriety, being who I thought others wanted me to be so I could fit in and feel accepted. We all wish to be a part of something, not just to fit in, but to belong, to be accepted. In my case, I wanted to belong to a group where I could be accepted as myself, even as I discovered who that was. It took some time before I admitted to myself that I could not smoke weed every once in a while or manage my life well when I did. It took me a while longer to find a group where I felt like I belonged.